SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court allows federal agents to cut razor wire Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border.
The justices, by a 5-4 vote, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration. The razor wire, along roughly 30 miles of the Rio Grande near the border city of Eagle Pass, Texas, is part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's broader fight with the administration over immigration enforcement. Abbott also has authorized installing floating barriers in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass and allowed troopers to arrest and jail thousands of migrants on trespassing charges. The administration said the wire impedes Border Patrol agents from reaching migrants as they cross the river and that federal immigration law trumps Texas' own efforts to stem the flow of migrants into the country. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The latest polls show President Trump with a 54-36% lead over challenger Nikki Haley in New Hampshire as GOP primary voters head to cast their ballots tomorrow. Nikki Haley says political and media elites are pushing her to drop out of the race.
Let's show all of the media class and the political class that we've got a different plan in mind, and let's show the country what we can do. And this is my promise to you. If you join with me on this, I promise you, our best days are yet to come.
Yesterday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race, throwing his support behind Trump. More than 600,000 people served by the Memphis, Tennessee water utility are on their fourth day boiling water for drinking, brushing teeth, and preparing food. On Monday, repair crews were working to fix broken pipes that caused low water pressure throughout the system and left some residents with no water at all. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 138 points. The NASDAQ rose 49. This is SRN News. A pair of pro-life victories in the House.
The Republican Majority Chamber has passed the Supporting Pregnant and Parenting Women and Families Act and the Pregnant Students' Rights Act. The first measure ensures that pro-life pregnancy centers are eligible for federal funds, while the second ensures that pregnant college students have access to pro-life options. Those two bills face an uncertain future in the Senate, though, where Democrats have a slim majority. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is calling for a congressional hearing into the Biden administration's decision to keep Nigeria and India off its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human violations, in particular persecution of Christians and other minorities. ICC spokesman McKenna Wendt says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria and pressure India to eradicate its blasphemy laws. This is SRN News. A long-disputed Oklahoma death penalty case will be going before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court says it will hear an appeal from Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop, who's maintained his innocence in a 1997 murder-for-hire case. He was sentenced to death in 1997 in the killing of a motel owner. Oklahoma's current attorney general says Glossop's life should be spared because he didn't get a fair trial. A number of state lawmakers and actress Susan Sarandon are calling for Glossop's conviction to be overturned. Three times now, Glossop's been just hours away from execution before it was called off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Coast Guard officials say 20 people have been rescued from an ice floe in Lake Erie near Port Clinton in Ohio. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.